Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with a tournament. It looks like we're in the middle of World War II. War. Fear. Pain. Death. Every single one of you has endured more than what people could ever imagine or begin to understand. You saw your brothers in arms fall before you. You watched the light in their eyes fade away. One by one, hundreds of soldiers just like you with families at home desperately praying for their safe return, only for those prayers to receive bitter answers. I know how you feel, my brothers, for in your eyes I see the same fear that also strikes directly into my heart. Yes, I too am afraid. Afraid for humanity. Afraid of humanity. I am afraid because I have witnessed the atrocities that mankind can commit on its own. The cries of agony from the wounded, the snapping of bones under the weight of enemy tanks. These sounds hauntingly whisper to me as I lay awake at night and I hopelessly fight to resist the madness that consumes me. And yet, we still stand here. Dawn has greeted us and we live to breathe yet another breath. And with that breath, we stand together. We keep fighting. No matter how loud the void calls to us, no matter how strong death tries to grip us, we'll hold our chins up high. We won't look back. We'll march on. And believe me, I know very well that one question continues to persist in all of your thoughts. What are we fighting for? Well, I'll tell you, we fight for our fallen brothers. We fight for the loved ones eagerly awaiting our return. We fight for the next generation. We fight for our future. And ultimately, if our luck runs out, and you finally lose the game of tempting fate, unable to live to see the future you helped shape. Fear not, because I will bring you home. I'll pin the medals upon your chest. I'll tell your mother that you gave it your all. Because no matter what comes our way, we fight together. Who are you? That's a question I myself have struggled to answer for quite some time. People have looked to me for many things. A symbol of strength. A fountain of wisdom. A bastion of courage. As flattering as it was, I never paid much attention to such things. But now... now I finally accepted who I am. I have finally understood that I can no longer outrun the fate that awaits me. I know why I am here. Yes, I am a hero. Yes, I am the Chosen One. I am the man to unite the lost, strengthen the weak, and embolden the fearful. I am the one who will lead you all to victory. I am the one who will gather the 10 gems of doom, sit on the throne of Eternum, and finally fulfill the prophecies, for that is my destiny. So listen up, gentlemen. Glory and honor are at hand. The enemy knows not what awaits them. Forge your names into the history books of Eternum now, and live forever! Charge! For Eternum! For the WRE! Attack! Huh? Oh, shit. Oof. I think Jerry stepped on a landmine. Yeah. Fucking idiot. Why am I not surprised? I told him not to run out in the open. At this rate, he's never gonna make it past level 10. On the bright side, at least his speech seems to have motivated our troops. Look at how they're charging. Well, that's something. Guess his pretentiousness finally provided some value. Are Alex, Luna, and Nova supposed to be at the rendezvous point already? Yeah, I think they had enough time to make it by now. Hopefully they've managed to take down the first defensive line of machine guns so we can have direct access to the bunker. Who on earth built these trenches? Giants? These ledges are way too low. Even on my tippy toes, I can barely see over. Are we winning? Yes? It's hard to tell from, is that tank aiming in our direction? The three girls lose their balance and fall into the trench. Ouch! Okay, I guess we're not going that way. Is it really worth doing all this? I mean, we received a pretty legit intel that a WRE rival hit a Gem of Doom in this server, so... I know, but damn if it isn't a drag. Anyway, I guess we should stay put until those tanks have been taken care of. Was that tank even theirs? It looked like an American M4 Sherman. I thought they had a Soviet arsenal and we were on the American side. Meh. I guess everyone uses whatever is readily available, whatever they're most comfortable with. I think one of our squads is wielding lightsabers and another is riding wyverns, so... Really? Doesn't that break people's immersion? Oh yeah, because the turn of roleplay servers are all about accuracy. I mean, have you seen how we're dressed? Are these skimpy outfits really the best for combat? Oh, that one's on me. I was online shopping a few weeks ago and saw all these cute outfits. I started picturing us all as Foxy G.I. Janes and I just couldn't help myself. Mom thought they were hot too. No matter the occasion, one should always dress sexy and stylish. Just look at you both. Girl, if looks could kill. When you have a tummy like yours, sis, why hide it? You spent all that time getting in shape at the gym, now's the time to flaunt it. Yeah, my toenads would totally deflect any bullets, too. Come on, you really think that ugly baggy shirt you were gonna wear would have protected you any better? And besides, I see you chose the skimpiest outfit option available. Don't think I didn't notice that. Trying to grab someone's attention with that sexy underboob? What? Great choice, by the way. What are you talking about? This is the only outfit I received in my inventory. Was it? I'm pretty sure there were a few more options to choose from. Well, you're wrong, if you say so. Why would I have chosen this willingly? Because it looks so spicy on you. This clothing line is so hot. I'm sure Annie digs it. She's looking amazing too. I actually do really like this outfit. It's really comfy and I love that there are so many pockets. Why do women's clothes never have any pockets? Truth is, you do look really good, Annie. But you look cute in anything. Oh, thank you, girls. That means a lot coming from you two. Area! Tyrion Hutt! Fall in and stand at ease! Sir, yes, sir, ma'am, ready, sir, yes'm! Private Annie Winters reports. Ah, how can you be so adorable? You're just the cutest little pookie bear on this server. How could anyone even think about harming such an angel? But thank you, sir, ma'am, sir. Okay, girls, it's your moment to shine. Are you ready? You bet we are. I was getting stir crazy waiting here while all the fun is happening. Can't wait to finally see some action. Excellent. I want you two to pair up and have each other six. We're really counting on your restoration abilities, Penelope. I won't let you down. I'm getting much better with my healing spells. Don't worry, no harm will come to Dahlia's way. And I won't let anyone get close to Penny. I'm the only one allowed to beat her ass. The sun has finally come out, my Empress. And it appears our armored division has neutralized all enemy tanks. Alright then, now is our chance. Time to deliver the coup de grace. You two will flank their main squad by the river and clear the east flank. Try to be as stealthy as possible. The element of surprise is our advantage here. Meanwhile, Nova, Alex, and Luna are in charge of the north, west, and south flanks respectively. Radio me as soon as you cleared everything out. Yes, ma'am. We won't fail you. What are my orders, ma'am? I'm ready to fight. Don't worry, Annie. You can come with me and help filter any received radio transmissions. Yes, Wait, what? Comms duty? I want to do badass things too. But that would be so dangerous. You'll be safer at our base camp. Dangerous? Dangerous for who? They're the ones that should be worried. Why can't I join the action with Dahlia and Penny? Well, you know the trenches are more for frontline players.
Like, the one skill was melee, range, or magic. What Mom is trying to say is that, well, we haven't really ever seen you do anything with your magic, so we kind of assumed that you didn't have much combat experience. But which is good, totally okay. Not all Eternum players have to be fighters. You think I'm useless? Of course not, sweetie. It's just that I thought you'd be a little more useful in... Oh my god, it's true. You think I'm as useless as Jerry. No one said that. How long have you guys thought of me like this? Does everyone else think I'm that way too? Of course not, Annie. It's not my fault. I just haven't had my time to shine. We always end up on either scary servers, servers where magic is disabled, or non-combat ones. I respectfully request to be sent to the front line, ma'am. I'll show you all what I'm capable of. I promise. Okay then. I guess you can go with Dahlia and Penelope. Yes, ma'am. Maximo, order the artillery to commence firing and deploy the elemental magic squad behind the tanks. Yes, my Empress. Hey. Yo, Cruz, I think I found that woman. Yeah, it has to be her. It's our chance. If we kill their leader, they'll be sitting ducks. Should I launch the Predator missile? Yeah, it's definitely her. She matches the description. Come on, Cruz. Get on the radio and call the general. I need confirmation. For fuck's sake, dude, can you fucking focus? If we're the ones that kill that red-headed bitch, we'll be recognized as heroes. Huh? Where the fuck did everyone go? Did they really leave while I was on the radio? What the fuck was that scream? Cruz? Are you okay? Don't worry, I'm coming. What the fuck is going on? Did the enemy get here already? No, that's impossible. I'd have heard the alarms. But then, where the fuck is everyone? It's almost as if... I heard that! I know you're there. Stop hiding. Come out, you fucking bass! Hyperventilating. What the hell? There was something behind me. I could feel its presence. Okay, calm down, Lucas. You're just imagining things. Let's go back to base and... What the fuck is going on here? Why are these trenches empty? What the fuck is that thing? Oh shit, kill it! Ah, motherfucker! Damn it, I had to untransfigure myself sooner than I hoped. Even in my tiger form, there's a limit to the damage I can take. How am I gonna cover myself? I left my outfit back at the entrance of the trenches a couple of miles from here. Maybe I can improvise something from those rags over there. Well, better than nothing, I guess. I suppose I could use one of the bloody shirts of the enemies I took out, but ugh, it's kinda gross. It should be okay. I think my job here is already done anyway. I shouldn't find anyone else. Let's go back to where I left my uniform. Hey, you! Who the hell are you? Are you deaf? Turn around! Ah, at last! Thank God you finally appeared. I was starting to lose my mind. Put your hands in the air where I can see them. I'm not doing that. Can't you see I'm naked? What are you, one of those fucking perverts that try to take advantage of women in combat servers? Of course not. I just... Why are you naked? I was kidnapped by the WRE. I managed to run away from my captors and return to our trenches as fast as I could. And how do I know you're not lying? Why would I lie? I don't know, to save your skin, perhaps? Well, yeah, that's a fair point. Prove you're one of ours. What's the name of our leader? General Jasper Wagner, commander of the Honorable Wagner Company, one of the largest and mightiest inter-server factions in all of Eternum. We could have gotten that from our pamphlets. Repeat after me. Glory to the Wagner Company. Fuck the... It's not the Wagner, it's the Wagner Company. Glory to the Wagner Company. Fuck the WRE. Glory to the Wagner Company. Fuck the WRE. See, super loyal. Are we done with the interrogation now? One last question. Oh, boy. If you're one of ours, you must have attended this morning's briefing. What platoons were assigned to protect the north flank? They were 4 and 7 and 10? I knew you were a spy. Put your hands up. You just want to see my tits. Enough games. Do as I say or I'll put a bullet in your pretty face, you fucking bitch. Never stand still on a server with snipers. That's Warfare 101. Damn, girl, I've never been happier to see you. Good shot. Thank you. Thank you. I spotted him over a mile away, but I didn't. Why are you naked? I received a near-fatal wound in my tiger form, so I had to untransfigure. Then that soldier caught me off guard, so I was trying to buy some time. I need a few minutes before being able to transform again, especially if I use a powerful creature. Like some sort of refractory period? Yeah, pretty much. I see. Cool. Alright, the whole western flank should be clear. I think the guy you killed was the last one. Cool, I also wiped out the north flank completely. I was coming this way to help when I saw that man pointing his gun at you. Okay, so if anything, everything is going according to plan on the other flanks. The enemy must be about to send the rest of their men this way. We should also radio Nancy. Yep, we... Oh, speaking of the devil, someone's calling on the walkie. Must be Nancy. Mochi Mochi? Nova. The one and only. Hello? Annie, is everything okay? Yes, it's me. Check the coordinates I sent you and look in that direction. Wait, let me find a vantage point. Do you need backup? We're too far. No, just look in that direction. There's a huge enemy patrol by the bridge with tanks and tons of vehicles and infantry. Now watch this. Watch what? I don't have a line of sight on the bridge. No worries, just look in the direction I sent you. I'm gonna make an explosion so big that they'll be able to see it from every corner of the server. 3, 2, 1. What? Impact confirmed. Enemies neutralized. Oh, that's why you sent the coordinates. Nice job, Annie. Great spotting, see? That was very useful. That was a big explosion indeed. You rock, Annie. Wait. That's not what I wanted to... God damn it. Now I seem even more useless than before. Why am I so damn unlucky? Okay, calm down, Annie. I'm sure there are more enemies somewhere. But if no one sees me doing it, they won't believe me. Come on, Annie, let's find more enemies and blast them with a nuclear orb that obliterates everything within a half-mile radius. Let's go! Dude, what time is it? On this server? Like, 8 in the morning. And in the real world? I don't know, probably like 6 or 7. Ah, God, this is so boring. Dude, we got the worst flank. No one passes through here. Stop calling me dude and stop complaining so much. We literally get paid to stand here doing nothing. Would you rather be at a 9-to-5 job working like a slave for minimum wage? Well, I guess not. I just think that we could have been deployed to a more entertaining position. Someone has to protect the south flank. Dude, if a fucking army was coming this way, we'd see them from... Huh? What the... A girl? Don't move! Identify yourself. Why isn't she talking? You lost, cutie? Are you with the Wagner Company or the WRE? Eh? You know what? Let's go to my tent. You must be cold and scared. Don't worry, we can warm up there for a bit and then I'll take you to the nearest exit portal. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? What now? That sounded like you're about to assault her in that filthy tent of yours. What the fuck are you talking about? I just invited her to warm up in my tent, that's all. It sounds wrong. She's clearly confused and probably scared. And that's why I offered it. Go play the moral police on another server. We're just two adults. I'm doing nothing wrong. I mean, because you're already an adult, right, cutie? What's she doing now? I don't know. Maybe she's a spy after all. Taking a deep breath. I told you. Fuck, should we sound the alarm? Of course not. Don't be a fucking pussy. It's just one chick. Shoot her. What? Why me? Because I'm your superior and I'm giving you a direct order. But she's just a girl. This is supposed to be a war. People die. Get over it. in Creribus Severum. And now she's saying gibberish. Shoot already, for fuck's sake. Ah, fuck! This is the last time I play with you. Sorry, kid. Hmm? You open fire on the mistress. Uh-oh. Such uncivilized behavior. Where did that come from? The fuck is that thing? Thing? He called us things, sister. Fuck, there are more of them. Discourteous. Boorish. Uncivilized. So uncivilized. Oh, okay, let's calm down, everyone. You shouldn't smoke. Bad for your health. It is filthy, unsophisticated, uncivilized. Holy fuck! Are you just gonna stand there doing nothing? Shoot them! Yes! Firearms are barbaric. Ah, fuck! It burns! Primitive, coarse, uncivilized. Enough, I'll end this myself! Die, you fucking pieces of junk! He shot at us! Loutish, mannerless, uncivilized! What are you doing? Get away from me! Ah! Ah, the fuck! This fucking bitch broke my arm! Enough pleasantries! Please, don't kill me! That depends on you. We need access to the main bunker of your general. Of course! I know the way to get in. There's a back entrance to the SOAR system. Then there's a small door locked by an access code. The pin is 77463. Dude, come on, you're a rat! Shut the fuck up, I'm not gonna die because of a guy I don't give a shit about. Your disloyalty is despicable. What? I told you what you wanted. Indeed, contemptible nonetheless. We got the information required, mistress. Thank you, girls. I'll pass along that info. Shall we commence Operation Spark? Yes, let's clear the south flank. It shall be done, mistress. We will bring this specimen with us. Let me go! We can use him to spot enemy locations. But what about me? You can't leave me here like this. This is torture. Torture? We do not torture. That would be graceless. Uncivilized. Then what? Are you gonna kill me? Our brother would take care of you. You would like him. He is so refined. Cultured. Professional. Civilized. So civilized. What? Are there more? Oh.
The time of judgment has come.
Meanwhile, that was pretty cool. Atomic Heart 2 is one of my most anticipated games ever. It looked amazing.
Sir, I received reports from all the flanks. And?
North, east, and west flanks have fallen.
The south flank still holds, but communications were interrupted. We don't know what happened.
Damn it. We underestimated the WRE.
Okay, listen up, soldier. Gather all our remaining units and bring them in here. We'll fortify our defenses and hold position in this bunker.
Yes, sir. It doesn't matter if they have more firepower. No one has ever taken the Wagner bunker, and today will be no exception. I want all our men to form a barricade around both entrances. Post up troops there and there. Now!
Copy that, sir. Moving out. I'll pass along the orders, sir.
The soldier rushes out of the bunker.
Fuck! If all goes wrong, I'll have to take the hidden escape route and leave alone. I can't afford to lose it. I can organize a comeback with the units that couldn't play today. Damn, and you'd leave all your men behind. It's kind of selfish, isn't it? What the? I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I guess I'm not one to judge. Who the fuck are you? Me? Should I tell him my real name? Do I want to be famous or stay under the radar? Could be a good opportunity to make a name for myself. Maybe it's time to finally go with the name I came up with the other day. Heracles? Other? I am the Grim Lord. The Grim Lord? That'd be me. Well, tell me, the Grim Lord. How did you get past all my security checkpoints? I went through the SOAR system. It's obviously not a viable option for the entire army, but it was perfect for a one-man job. And the double barricaded door, how the hell did you get access the access code? Your men snitched at the drop of a hat. Loyalty doesn't seem to be in your faction's forte. I see. Very clever. And what now? Did you come to kill me? No one has to die. All you have to do is surrender. You've already lost, Wagner. Of course. Well, I guess I have no choice left. Let's go to the command center. I'll order the withdrawal of my troops. You have my word. Good choice. But you must lay down your weapons. I want assurances that you won't kill me after I've sent the orders. I'll only agree to your terms if we both go unarmed. That seems fair. That pistol was the only... What? Are you serious? You gave me your word. Where's your honor? Graveyards are full of honorable people. I don't give a fuck if I have to use despicable methods to achieve my goal. I always win. The WRE will take you down whether you kill me or not. Your army is finished. We both know this is not about the war. What? The WRE only attacked after it was made public that I possessed a very valuable item. I know this is not a coincidence. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, really? Let me remind you then. Ring a bell? I guess I am right. Don't blame yourself, boy. Everyone wants the gems, but only the best player can gather them all. It was a valiant effort, though, I'll admit. Okay, you got me. I knew it. You know what? I like you. I'll offer you a deal. If you start working for me, I'll spare your life and you'll be able to keep your level in inventory. What do you say? Fuck you. Huh? So you choose death. Disappointing. In Aeternum, there are no second chances. Remember that when you're dead. Game over. Oh, let's try that again. What? How? Your reflexes seem somewhat slow, eh? How, this bunker is... This bunker has a magic blocker. We know. I tell you how we're avoiding it, but that would ruin the mystery, don't you think? How did you know that? We know everything about you. We knew how you'd deploy your troops, how many men you had. Hell, we even knew about your favorite online platforms, your passwords, and your concerning fixation on cat girls. I don't know what you're talking about. We knew you'd be alone in this bunker and that you'd have the gem in your possession. You lost this war before you even started it. But anyway, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm a terribly busy man. Who the fuck are you? I told you already, have you forgotten? I'm the Grim Lord. Don't forget that name. You'll hear it again. Sir! All entrances to the bunker have been secured. Reinforcements are on the way. He took it. Sir? He took my gem! Find the fucking traitor who allowed that intruder to bypass my magic blocker and bring them to me. The rest of you, sweep the place until you find that thief. He couldn't have gone too far. What now? Did that man fall through the roof? Impossible. There must be like 150 or 200 feet of sheer rock. Not sheetrock. That would go pretty quickly. Wait, I know you. Where is the Gem of Doom? You're Thanatos, aren't you?
Oh my god, I can't believe it's him. I thought he was a myth. They say he's level 100. I've heard he stabs his own back with an arrow every time he kills 1,000 people.
I said, where is the gem?
The gem? You're too late. Someone just stole it from me.
Who?
Join my army and we'll take it back together.
Who?
I don't know. He called himself the Grim Lord.
Then you're no longer useful to me. Open the gates.
Now, not so fast, Danny. The Goddess of Fortune smiles upon us once more, boys. We may have lost one Gem of Doom today, but 5 new ones just so happened to arrive on our doorstep. Isn't that marvelous? Hand them over, Thanatos. I might even let you live so you can keep your level out of courtesy. Thanatos slowly moves his left arm, grabbing the hilt of his sword. You're outnumbered 50-1, Thanatos. Don't even try it. Is that Hyas? Are you stupid? Is that how you want your legendary tale to end? Surrender and drop your weapons. You don't stand a chance. You're completely surrounded.
Surrounded? All I am surrounded by is fear and dead men.
Fuck, I lost consciousness again. Well, at least now I'm capable of controlling my powers without going berserk. Alright, guys, so that's where we're going to leave off for right now. We'll see you back here next week with more Eternum.